Okay, my talk will be just well, an overview of this what we know the Poisson sigma model, in particular when the target is symplectic. Okay, let me explain some motivation. Poisson sigma model is a well understood perturbative theory. Well, as we understood from Alberto's talk. And there are meaningful results on manifolds with boundary. In particular, the biggest achievement is definitely the interpretation of Concievich formality in terms of a correlator of Poisson sigma model. On the other side, we don't have a non-perturbative treatment of the model, and I have to say that the model on closed surface, it's a situation. Our understanding of the problem on closed surface is a little bit frustrating because there are not particularly interesting. Well, there are some, but some results, but not as meaningful as in the boundary case. Nevertheless, we know there are at least two examples which can be included in the Poisson sigma model for certain particular targets, which definitely are very meaningful, and in particular they display non-perturbative approach, of course by means which are not extendable in any way to more general situation. One is the case where the target is symplectic, and this relates to the A model. And the other case is the case where the target is the dual algebra, and this is the well-known BF theory or its perturbation to dimensional Young means. So what I want to discuss in this talk is how we understand the A model from the point of view of the Poisson sigma model. Okay, this will not bring anything new on the model side. Probably I started doing this hoping that one can go in the opposite direction, taking some ideas from the treatment of the model and bring it in the Poisson sigma model. And maybe it could be also a motivation to extend the study, which is done on closed surface, on surface with boundary, and to apply BFV theory to this symplectic target. So let me start with something that probably all the audience know very well, but let me review very, very quickly what is the AKZ formulation of Poisson sigma model. So it's a closed surface sigma of dimension 2. The target is a Poisson manifold N with Poisson tensor pi. Okay, the space of fields is what I denote with F. It's a space of maps from the graded manifolds tangent bundle shifted by 1 of sigma to cotangent bundle shifted by 1 of N. This is, we know, it's a symplectic space of degree minus 1. And the fields of the theory are contained in these superfields. We take a superfield of degree 0 for a coordinate on the base n, this xn, and superfield of degree 1 with a coordinate on the fiber of the cotangent bundle of n. And we expanded this on the odd variables of the source, which is theta. And so this expansion gives the assignment of degrees. So the total degree must be of the x superfield is 0, so this component is 0, the one-form component has degree minus 1, to form component degrees minus 2, and so on. So this is the action. The action is just the classical action, but evaluated on superfield, and it satisfies the classical master equation, which is the bracket of S with itself is equal to 0. This is, of course, the bracket given by the symplectic structure degree of degree minus 1 on the space of fields. Okay, we know that every AKZ theory has a hierarchy of observables, which are constructed in terms of let's say, cohomology classes of the cohomological vector field on the target. So in the AKZ formulation, the target is a DG manifold, so there is a cohomological vector field, so a vector field which is square to zero, degree one, so it define a complex, and for every let's say function on the target which is killed by the cohomological vector field, there is a chain of observables for the theory, which is not, so how it works is in the Poisson sigma model. So the cohomological vector field on the target is just the Lichtenrohwitz Poisson differential, so function on T star M are just polyvector field on N. And the cohomological vector field is the Lichtenrohwitz Poisson differential, okay, which is just the Schotten bracket of pi with a multivector field. So we start with any polyvector field. We see it as a function on T star 1 of n. We evaluate this function on superfields. And so this becomes a function over our space of fields. And if we compute the bracket, the symplectic bracket of the BV action with this functional of P, we get this this expression. So again, another function, but computed on the, on the P acted by the Lichtenrohwitz Poisson differential plus a term which is exact. This is the Ram differential of the source. Okay. This is a general construction for every AKZ theory. So we expand this this functional in form degree. So in form of the source, so this theta is the one form, so the odd variable of the source, and we get a zero form observable, a one form observable, and a two form observable. Okay, so if we start with a polyvector field which is killed by the Lichtenrohwitz-Poisson differential and evaluate this on the cycles of the right degree, so the zero form on a, we evaluate on a point, the one form we evaluate on a cycle, and the two form evaluated on the surface, on the full surface, these functional that we get are BV observable, so they are killed by the BV vector field. So this will be the observable that we are interested in. Okay, there is a very simple, let's say, toy model for every AKZ, AKZ theory, which is just the AKZ theory that you obtain by putting on the source the cohomology. Okay, this is a very simple, very drastic simplification of the theory, but let me present it just because, first of all, it's a nice toy model where one can do very simple computation without entering all the difficulties of field theory. So these are just a finite dimensional graded manifolds. And then, well, it's relevant because it is very simple, but it gives a zero order approximation in perturbation theory. It's a possible approach to perturbation theory such that the zero order approximation is given by this this theory that I call of zero modes.
How do you understand X sigma? Is
it
an actual geometric object?
I'm going to explain in a second. And so it gives a zero order approximation, of the full theory. Okay, so the replacement is just to replace the source, the cohomology, right? So what I mean by this is just I mean that instead of having on the source a graded manifold, I will have just the cohomology as a ring, the cohomology ring, right? So this is so I mean by this, I don't know if this is the right way of writing it, just the space whose whose function is the cohomology. Okay, so the claim here is simply that in order to have a well-defined graded manifold, you don't need to have on the source a graded manifold, right? It's enough that you have something, a ring which is finitely generated like cohomology. And so you, what you do is just you expand so if you take, for instance, sigma equal S2, so you expand your superfield in terms of generators of cohomology, right? So let me call it like this. And so this will be the generators in degree two of the cohomology, and this will give coordinates on what? On T star one of M, where these are X and B, and then these are, will be momenta. Okay? So what you get is just a finite dimensional graded manifold, but well, it behaves like a space of maps, so you can use everything of the construction of the KZ construction. So this is definitely an AKZ construction. So, of course, on the source you will have an integral which is just the integral of cohomology, and you take just a zero differential. Okay, and then the action will be just Poisson by vector evaluated on these superfields. So it will be just a function over a finite dimensional graded manifold. So this is as I was saying, it's really a toy model. You can do very easy computation, and so this is just an example. Okay. So you take the torus, the two torus, and then this is the only case where the source is a graded manifold, right? Just because the cohomology is freely generated by the generator generators in degree one. So this is just a graded manifold, which is R2 shifted by one. Okay, so you get these superfields. You get these superfields. You will have these coordinates with the right degrees. Of course, S is just E1, E2 are generators in cohomology of the torus, and then you take the integral. S is just normalized to be integral equal to one. Okay, so this is the action, as in general. Another peculiarity of this case is that there exists a canonical Bayesian. Okay, so you don't have to choose. This is not a choice. It's a canonical. You don't have to introduce a volume form like as you have to do in all other surfaces of genus different from one. So why this is a canonical Bayesian? Well, just you take the coordinate Bayesian. And you see that we are in a symplectic manifold of degree minus one, so coordinates come in couples, bosonic and fermionic, and so each couples contributes with the power of two of the Jacobian, just because One is bosonic, the other is fermionic, but one is coordinate, the other is momenta. So each couple comes with the same power of the Bayesian. And so, you have simply to compare. So the first couple, which is x dagger with eta dagger. So this will contribute let's say positive power of the Bayesian. This will contribute with a negative power of the Bayesian, so they cancel. And so these in the torus they cancel just because you have two of these, okay, two one form coordinates. So this is so you can introduce this. You can show that the quantum master equation is satisfied by the action, and this again it's a property of the torus because if you do it in the surface, if you repeat the same computation, the surface of different genus, this is not zero, but it will be proportional to the modular vector field. Well, first of all, you have to, the Bayesian is non-canonical, so you have to introduce some volume form on M, and and so the VV Laplacian will depend on this volume form, and the quantum master equation is not satisfied automatically, but this will be proportional to the modular vector field of the Poisson structure. So you have to require that the Poisson structure is unimodular. In the case of the torus, this is not needed, right? Just because of this. So let us suppose that now pi is symplectic. We choose a compatible complex structure, and then we can form this, let's say, complex component with the eta dagger field and the eta field. Okay? Then we can define a Lagrangian submanifold by simply killing half of this one form. So we kill those who where they have they have two holomorphic indices, one for the source, one for the target, and we kill those configurations such that those configurations will have the same holomorphic or anti-holomorphic indices. So we just keep the mixed indices, and then we kill the two forms. So this is a Lagrangian submanifold of this graded manifold. This Lagrangian submanifold can be by using a connection, well, in particular the connection that we have here in the game, the Levi-Civita connection, we can show that this Lagrangian submanifold is this vector bundle over M. And then what you do is just you integrate with this the square root of the canonical Bayesian the action, and what you see that there is this the eta vector field here, which is bosonic. You integrate over this bosonic vector field, and then what you get is just a representation of the path of the curvature, and so again at the end the integral is just the Euler characteristic of the manifold. So this is just an example of very easy computation that can be done. One can do computation over the two sphere. Of course, one doesn't find anything surprising at this level, but okay, at least one sees how this AKZ construction can work in this very, very simple setting. Okay, but this can be seen as a zero order approximation to the full theory. Okay, and let us suppose that M is a vector space, and I will explain why. So in this case, the space of fields of the theory is this one. So the point is just to embed the cohomology into forms, and then take a complementary space of this of cohomology into form, and take a Lagrangian inside this this space, and so this is the you can do it by this, but okay, this is just a repetition of what I said. So you take some projection of cohomology from forms to cohomology, like you take the object composition, and then you take some homotopy from this projection to the entity in cohomology, this K, and you use this K just to, it's an integral operator. You take the kernel as the propagator. So, and you take, of course, ker P is the kernel of P is the the complementary space to cohomology, and you take a kernel of K inside kernel of P as your Lagrangian subspace. And of course, you tensor this with you take this inside here, and what you get this L will be some Lagrangian inside here. So this will be our gauge fixing, and of course we choose V to be a vector space just because otherwise you can do it this only locally, right? So you define then the VV push forward, which was explained by Alberto. So you do this integration over L. So what is not integrated are just the zero modes. Okay, so you integrate on this Lagrangian space, and the output of the integration will be just a function over the space of zero modes. Will be just some function over this finite dimensional graded manifold. So of course this function will be in general some expansion in H bar, and the first term will coincide exactly with the action given by directly from the AKZ construction on the zero modes. Okay, so one have to use all the tools of quantum field theory, but let's say in a number of cases we can prove that there are not correction to this effective action. In particular, this case that for any closed sigma, if you take pi to be regular and unimodular, there are not quantum corrections. So this is what we see. So the simple computation that you get from the BB action is all the perturbative content of the theory, at least for these cases. Okay, of course. Symplectic case is irregular and unimodular. Okay, so this story oversimplifying this, just because of course we are not interested just in vector spaces. We are interested in manifold. So there is an additional ingredient, which is globalization, which morally means that we simply linearize the problem, and we study instead of studying the problem on the target M, we study on the tangent of M, and then we have to introduce a connection in order to recognize the global feature. But okay, maybe if there is time, we can discuss it a little bit more. I'm not going to discuss it, but it doesn't change. It doesn't change the result. Even including globalization, there are not perturbative correction, at least in this cases. Of course, more general non-regular Poisson manifold is still an open question. There can be correction, but at least for this case, no. Okay, so in a sense, this is not very satisfied situation. We know that there is some content in the theory, which probably is not given by the perturbative approach. But okay, we know that A model is a very meaningful theory, and we believe that this A model is related to Poisson sigma model with symplectic target. So my second part of the talk is devoted to doing this comparison with some care and see exactly how we see the A model from the point of view of the Poisson sigma model. So let me say first what is for me A model. So A model is a two-dimensional field theory which has this field content. So there is a bosonic map, which is a map from a surface to a target. There's a fermionic variable chi of degree one, which is just a section of pullback of tangent bundle. Then there is another fermionic field, which is section of T star of sigma tensor pullback of Tm. But this must satisfy a self-duality properties of degree minus one. And then there is a bosonic field that I call H, which has degree zero. And again, it's a section of T star M tensor phi star of Tm. And again, it has to satisfy this the self-duality properties. And epsilon, epsilon is a complex structure on sigma, and J is the complex structure on M. So this is the action. Well, this is the action of the model in the formulation with the auxiliary field, because this H is, you see, it appears quadratically. And so it means that it can be integrated out. And so what you get, if you integrate it out, you get an action without this H, and this action is the topological A twist of the supersymmetric sigma model. But we will be interested in this formulation with the auxiliary field. So what is really relevant for the A model is that this A model has an odd symmetry, supersymmetry, okay, which is this vector field of degree one. In particular, it acts on phi and gives key, and on key gives zero. So this field can be interpreted as one form on the space of maps. And this vector field square to zero and kills the action. Okay, so this is the essential ingredient in the development of the model, in particular in the argument that says that the correlators of this model are actually finite dimensional integral on the space on the modular space of holomorphic maps. So what we want to do is how we get the action. Well, no. Let me first say one more thing about the model observables. So, what are the interesting observables of the model? Well, they are constructed starting from some closed form on the target. So you take omega, which is a closed form, and then you construct, for instance, this observable, which is just omega contracted with the odd field chi of degree one. So this will be a degree k observable, and then you substitute one chi with one key with this differential of phi. So this will be a one form. One form observable, and then you of degree k minus one, and then you substitute two chi with d phi, so you will get a two form with observable of degree k minus two. So if you apply this the superfield generator, the supersymmetry generator to this hierarchy observable, you get this equation that Q of A is exact. Q of A of the AI is equal to differential of I minus one. So again, you evaluate the zero form on a point, one form on a cycle, and two form on sigma, and these are Q closed. So these are the observables of the A model, whose computation gives rise to the Gromov-Witten invariant, and so these are. So what we want to understand is this the action, the supersymmetry, and this observable from the point of view of the Poisson sigma model. So first of all, how to get from the Poisson sigma model action to the model. So, of course, Poisson sigma model is formulated in the BV context, and so one needs first of all to find a gauge fixing. Okay, let us introduce the same data. So we introduce a complex structure on the target, and a complex structure on the source. And we define this Lagrangian submanifold of the space of fields. And what is this Lagrangian submenu? We kill all the two forms, B dagger and X dagger, and we kill, as in the toy model example, we kill those one forms which have the holomorphic indices both in the source and in the target. Okay, this is Lagrangian. This is a Lagrangian submanifold. We introduced the Levi-Civita connection for the do a change of variable just to get covariant fields, and we compute the action. Okay, so this is the gauge fixed action expressing these fields. Well, we see that the dependence on P is quadratic. The field content now is very similar to the content of the A model with the auxiliary field, but it's not the same. Okay, so I postpone this discussion later just to see how to compare the fields with the A model fields. But what we can say at this level, that since the dependence on this P field is quadratic, we can integrate it out and recover the action of the A model after integrating the auxiliary field. So we don't see the same field content of the model with the auxiliary field, but we see it after integrating the auxiliary field. Okay, why we are not satisfied with this? Because if you go to observables, of course, let's say we want to have the same content of observables, and so let us compare. We have hierarchy of observables in both cases, and so what is a Poisson sigma model hierarchy of observables? This depends on a class of Lichnowic Poisson cohomology. Okay, this is okay because when pi is non-degenerate, the Lichnowic Poisson cohomology is just the rank cohomology. Okay, so at the end, it's the same. Then how we see this identification? Well, we just have to take a form and apply the Poisson tensor on it. So the sharp map given by the Poisson tensor, it will give a polyvector field. And so we can consider Poisson sigma model observable associated to the polyvector field given by this sharp of omega. Okay, but what it comes out that they are not the same. They are not the same. We don't have a comparison of fields, but these, let me say that these observables of the Poisson sigma model associated to a form will depend on all the fields. In particular, they will depend on P, so we cannot integrate out and we cannot do the comparison at the level of the gauge fixed, the only level where we are able to do the comparison now, which is after integrating the auxiliary field in the A model and the P field in the Poisson sigma model. So at this level, the observables are not the same. So what we have to do? Well, we can change the Poisson sigma model observables. Okay, the construction is this. This is valid for every pi. It's not needed to have a non-degenerate Poisson structure. So what is the construction? Construction is this. We know that for every Poisson structure, we have a map that sends forms to the polyvector field. And these maps interchanges the Rand differential with the Lichnowic Poisson differential. Okay, so this is just contraction of a form with the Poisson vector field. So let us define this A model-like form. Okay, we are in the Poisson sigma model, but we define this new form in the grid 0, 1, and 2 by mimicking the construction of the A model forms. And this B with the upper indices is just B, which has a lower index contracted with the Poisson tensor. So it's just a field redefinition. Well, not a field redefinition if pi is non-degenerate. Okay, just a function of the fields. So we define, this is just definition, A0, A1, A2. This is Carly A to distinguish with the A of the A model. And then what we compare this Carly A with the Poisson sigma model observable, okay?
So it was the eta field? B is the same as the eta field? No,
B is the degree one.
Oh.
B is the degree one in this. Yes, so it's a component of degree one.
Okay.
So this is this has the degree k, right? So this observable has degree k. This is degree k minus one. This is degree k minus two. Okay. So these are just certain functional on the space of fields of the Poisson sigma model, and we can compare with the Poisson sigma model observables defined in terms of these forms. Okay. So these on the left are the expansion of sharp omega x eta. Okay. This is just what I call some polyvector field. So these on the left are the AKZ observable. So the difference between the two is just, so let's say they are the same up to some Q exact term and D exact terms, okay? So this is just a computation, but it says that at least at the end, the content of these observables is the same of the Poisson sigma model observable. Okay, I didn't give the expression DC. It's well, this is not complicated. This is a two form, which is complicated and well doesn't say much at this level. But okay, believe me, this is just a computation. Okay. So why we are interested in this one? We go back to the case where pi is scalar. We do the gauge fixing, and this Carly A observable coincide with a model observable. Again, coincide meaning that after the integration auxiliary field. Okay. But in any case, well, this is already enough to say that if you want, this is a BV explanation, the fact that the Gromov-Witten invariants do not depend on the choice of complex structure, because here, well, the complex structure is just the choice of the Lagrangian gauge fixing. Okay, so we sorry.
Can I ask?
Sure.
Do you mean to suggest that after making this gauge fixing, you can compute Gromov-Witten invariants without referring to the complex structure of the target again?
No. I mean, it's simply that the gauge fixing uses the complex structure, and the gauge fix action after integration of the auxiliary field coincides with the A model action. The topological twist of the supersymmetric sigma model and the observable coincide. So the computation which is done in a model is the computation that you do in the Poisson sigma model. And since in the Poisson sigma model it comes out of, well, the choice of the complex structure is a choice of gauge fixing, well, BV theory says that if you deform this gauge fixing, the result doesn't change. Just this observation, okay? Okay, but this.
You need the gauge fixing to get the answer. That's the usual thing. You have to break the symmetry too.
Yes, so you cannot do any computation without gauge fixing. So here, this choice enters as a gauge with the gauge fixing. Yes.
Suppose after you gauge fix it, though, like can you actually compute Gromov-Witten invariants from this kind of Poisson sigma model looking guy?
It's the exact same computation, right?
Yes, it's the same. Well, let's say from the point of view of Gromov-Witten 1, it doesn't add anything, right? Just you recover what is the starting point.
By taking a different type of gauge fixing, well, that would be a more complicated computation.
Okay. No, of course, if it comes to your mind some different gauge fixing, you can do it.
Oh, a computation. Lorentz gauge fixing, right? But that would be like way more complicated.
But yeah, yeah.
Maybe not pure. That should be. Well, it's not pure. Okay.
I don't know. Of course, you put a model in a bigger arena, so if you are able to use this additional space to do something more, it's good. But at the moment, what I'm able to say is just that by doing this, you arrive at the starting point of the model story, right? So you are not, so far, you're not adding anything to this story, okay?
It's kind of the story that there are like lots of bit fixing. Some of them are very singular, but allow for nice computations. And this kind of bit fixing corresponding to the A model is the one where you have authorization, where you have nice computations. So everything else should be kind of worse, but more universal. There's a bunch of the universal, but kind of actually, it's hard to call computers.
Okay, so let's say this comparison is not enough because we would like to get the theory with the auxiliary field, and so we want to explain this supersymmetry. Okay, so the supersymmetry, which is an essential ingredient in the case to make the A model work. So the question is if this supersymmetry has a BV origin, okay, can be understood in BV terms. This is not completely obvious, right? Because the action is gauge fixed, so you don't have any more the BV vector field acting on the Lagrangian submanifold. The general situation will be a situation where you choose a Lagrangian gauge fixing, and the BV vector field will be transversal to the Lagrangian submanifold. Okay, so it's not in any way a vector field of the space of fields of the model. Okay. So you have to find some way to project this vector field to the space to the Lagrangian space. Okay, this can be done, and the geometrical way to understand it is this one. Of course, you have this Lagrangian inside a full space of fields, so you have an injection, this L inside of F, okay? What you need is a symplectic tubular neighborhood of L, so seeing locally around L, the space of fields as a cotangent bundle shifted by minus one of L. Okay, we know that this is possible. Okay, so once that you have this, well, you can define, you can project the BV vector field to a vector field on L. Well, this is just a formula. You take a function over the Lagrangian, you pull it back to F. What you have, well, the additional data is this pi. Eh? So you have a pi sending F to L, a projection from F to the Lagrangian. So you take this to take function of the Lagrangian to function over F, you apply BV vector field and then pull it back with the pullback of the injection, okay? So this will be a vector field on L. So if you want something more concrete to think of is just a choice on an atlas of canonical coordinates adapted to L. So adapted to L means that the momenta are zero on L, such that transition functions are like that. Okay, so this allow you to define the projection. In these terms, this our projected vector field is just you take the BV vector field and you take just the component along L and evaluate, of course, you evaluate it on L and just take the component along L. So it's very easy to see that this is a symmetry of the classical master equation. Okay, so sorry. As a consequence of the classical master equation, this is a symmetry of the gauge fix action. Okay, and this vector field doesn't square to zero in general. It's square to zero only on shell, so the square of this vector field is proportional to the derivative of the action. And this proportionality is simply due to the fact that if you expand the action in this momenta, you will have a quadratic term, which is responsible of this non-squaring to zero. Okay. And of course, this choice is not unique. Okay. And you can have inequivalent choices of tubular neighborhoods, and they will give different different vector fields. For every simple ectomorphism of F sigma, which leaves L fixed, composed with this tubular neighborhood, will give a different tubular neighborhood, so a different choice of this vector field. Okay. So let us go back to our problem of this of the A model. So I'm at the end of my talk. So what you discover by doing again explicit computation that you can choose a tubular neighborhood such that it's square to this residual symmetry square to zero. Provided you can choose this tensor on the target. So it's a 1-1 tensor. This is just the wrong sign, it's nothing. So it's a tensor from TM to TM, which must be invertible, orthogonal, and anti-commute with the complex structure. Provided that you can find this, you can define a tubular neighborhood such that the residual symmetry is square to zero. Okay, and moreover, you prove that with this tensor, you can redefine the fields in such a way that you recover exactly the field content of the model with the auxiliary field. Okay. So let's say this is the comparison, right? You can really have the same action, the same observable, and the same supersymmetry. Okay, well, the supersymmetry is explained in terms of this residual symmetry of the BV symmetry. What is strange and we don't understand very well, if this lambda is really necessary, well, it's necessary, it's for sure sufficient, but in our computation is really necessary, but since it comes from an explicit computation, it's not that obvious that it's really necessary. But if yes, why? Okay, because there are obstructions to have such a structure. It's really a requirement that will select a certain symplectic manifold. So the problem is to understand why there is this obstruction in doing this comparison. Okay, I think I can stop here.
So is it really possible to compute Gromov-Witten invariants from this kind of like Poisson sigma model perspective, like to kind of really get the answers and?
Well, I at the moment no, because we simply arrive at the beginning of the model story, right? Just we want to interpret the model story in terms of BV, okay? And I have to say that maybe I may be wrong, but you don't compute directly. Gromov-Witten invariants using a model. You typically use the mirror B model just to do the explicit computation in explicit cases. So I think it's important for definition, but I don't know how it's effective for computation. So for sure, in any case, here we don't add anything to the model story. What I think it could be interesting, at least to me, it's a motivation to, well, first of all, it says, okay, A model is inside Poisson sigma model because we have the observable, we have the supersymmetry. So I think what Poisson sigma model can bring new in the story, it's the story with boundaries. So one should go to the BV-BFV story for these cases and trying to see if one can go on and see what it brings to the story, because this is really a different approach and maybe it can give something interesting.
In particular, you expect that there are definitely instanton corrections in the Poisson sigma model.
Well, there are, just because there are in a model. So
that's what I mean, yeah.
This is topological point of view. What is really interesting, I think, if we are able to repeat this, let's say, localization arguments in the case with boundary and see what it gives. This, if we are able to manage this will give something new.
more questions?
What's the, like, what's the instruction to having such a lambda?
Sorry?
What's the instruction to having such a...
Well, just to compare the fields. So to say that the A model action is the same as Poisson sigma model action.
No, I guess Ryan's probably asking, like, probably there's some cohomology class that should vanish for such a lambda to exist.
How you interpret geometrically the I don't know. I don't know. I simply verify that in simple example, if you do it on the two sphere, does not exist. So I think I don't have an idea of that. Of course, you have plenty of examples. You can take hyperkähler structure, right, which brings much more condition on this lambda, of course. And so there will be examples, right?
Is it much coarser than hyperkähler? It seems like almost exactly the same as hyperkähler.
Well, you don't have a lambda square equal to minus four. This you don't have.
Okay, great.
And you even don't have the test. This is covariantly constant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, okay, so then let's thank Francesco again.